on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, welcome to the Informant Podcast. We're back with another episode, and I'm here with Jenna, Death by Gucci, Jennifer the Mafia Wars Loot Lady, and Mike Nesta of... Man, what are you in these days? Other than in the house, locked in because of the weather, or lack of vehicle for travel.
He's in trouble.
He's in lockup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What family are you in now? You still in the gods?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So. Of course he is.
Well, I don't know. He could move around.
Are you where there's safety?
He likes the rewards.
Yeah.
I don't care about the rewards. I give up VIP. I don't care about all that loot.
No. Well, I like to tease him and say that's the only reason he joined, which I know it's not, but.
But we got to give him a hard time.
Yeah,
that's what we
do. That's how we roll.
That's what we do. Hey, Mike, can you drink the water where you live?
What?
The water, isn't it really bad out there? Like,
are you talking to me?
I think he's
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you.
Are you talking to me?
Not where I'm at, but where I moved from. Yes, which I'm going tomorrow. But they actually got it cleared up now, I believe.
I was going to say, don't drink the water, but okay.
Well, yeah, you had a gas bill. No, there was a gas bill. Boy, I ain't going to fix that.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking Giardia, sorry.
Yeah, it was much worse than just boiling the water, so.
Yeah.
It dumped into the river, so.
Well, I'm glad you weren't there. Good.
That's all right. Good. I drink beer anyways.
So what's going on, Pete? It seems like you have a lot more news than Zynga.
Yeah, Pete has the big announcements.
What's going on with you?
Bum, bum, changes. Changes. They made changes. And the changes
change.
Made change.
I'm not
going to
say.
Change.
Da, 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 da. Nobody likes changes. Yeah, nobody likes
it. Yeah, well, especially when it has such a detriment to just about everything we ever wrote.
What's going on?
So there's been a mass updating, trying to get things updated on some of the scripts and stuff like that, because Zynga changed some server URLs and things like that and changed the name of some of their servers. I think that was all part of their fun maintenance strategy.
They must have had some...
Well, I believe it was Zynga-wide. It wasn't just Mafia Wars. But the other games wouldn't even notice because they don't use scripts.
Ah. Wow.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They're shutting down another game, Yeovil.
That's what we heard, too. We were trying to decide whether or not that really has any impact on anything.
I don't think so.
Well, the only impact it had for me was it's scary to see that when you go to the page and you see the fans commenting, but I love this game.
Yeah.
And it makes you think of the mortality of Mafia Wars. Like, you say, well, what if they did that to us?
And you imagine us being on their boards going, no. I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, it's hard for me to keep up with your changes because it's hard enough for me to figure them out in the first place.
Yeah.
So y'all had a lot of changes to make because of theirs.
Yeah, server changes, and then we've got to update our scripts because all of that stuff makes calls to all their stuff, and if they change something around, then the end user that doesn't have to do anything, you know, get into the page or whatever, then... They don't think about it if they're going straight to MafiaWars.com. They've handled it on their end. But we have so many scripts that use their URLs to get to different things that it takes a while to get through them all, to clean them all up when something like this happens. So
it's just been the last 48 or 24 hours. Yeah. I wasn't sure if I was having computer problems.
Yeah, it's just like the last 24 hours or something like that. Queen Brat sent a message to me saying, you know, thank you for, you know, your guys' work getting things back up and running so quickly, and really helps, you know, getting their game getting back to their game with the way that they're used to doing it, using the
toolbar. Yeah, because you forget how you used to play.
Yeah, and then so this actually gave us an excuse to do something cool while we were at it. In testing, we've been testing this thing called a level up.
Level me up now.
The level me up now. It's a button that's available in the toolbar. And what happens is it will look at where you're currently at, and if you have the potential to level, it will actually go out and try to run the most efficient job it will find for you to get you up to the next level. Now, it's not any kind of repeat functionality or whatever, unless you click the button after you're ready to level again. But it's something that for a lot of people, sometimes, you know, you just got to get to that next level quick to be able to do the next thing that you want to do in the game. So then that button just kind of zips you right up to the next level and you're ready to roll.
Very nice. It didn't have what I asked for, though. I asked if it could have a thing where you set how many times.
Yeah.
That didn't fly.
Yeah.
So you have to actually press the button.
Yeah. But
which I like it.
Yeah, which is still great if it's just something, you know, if you're quick and close. Took me the first time until I fully understood it myself even, took me a minute to get what it was doing. So I think if you've used all your energy, it will attempt to go out and do the stamina job, a stamina job in South Africa
that gets you
the best ratio. Right. No, it will not fight or anything. If you used all your stamina because you've done fighting and you need to get to the next level quick, then it will attempt to do the best ratio job that it can find for you to do in South Africa as well. Right. And it will do it based on whether or not it thinks that it can level you up, you know, based on the stats that you currently have. So I think that's right. It will do stamina and energy jobs, but it will only do it depending on where you're at level-wise, what you've expended in your your pool. And I'm not doing a very good job of explaining it, but...
Well, we'll get all the details from Martin.
Yeah.
And then maybe...
And then maybe have Martin on and he can explain it because I'm doing a horrible job.
Well, I am too. I saw it came out on the toolbar and people were asking about it, and then I was like, darn, I didn't ask questions when I should have when we were beta testing it,
right?
And so I don't really know much about it either, except that it levels you up.
Yeah, see, and the way that I use it, it is I usually will use up all my stamina one way or another, either by robbing or fighting or whatever, or let's say you've got a boss fight, you know, or something like that going on. And then I would expend all my stamina, and then it's like, I got to go level. Well, if I click the button, it takes me right to the next level, and I don't have to then travel if I were in, let's say, New York robbing. Although my latest mission is I've been rebuilding New York properties, buying New York properties. I got bored, and we have a script for that too called Buy Properties. And so I've been out there just like buying up all my New York properties because I want to get to the level cap in it.
I think Bossy Don did that.
500,000 according to the wiki.
Yeah, is what you can own.
Yeah, 500,000 individual items you can own
on everything. Or is there still some of them fixed?
No, for all of them according to the wiki.
Oh, okay. Because she only did it to the mega casino.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We swore an oath.
I didn't swear nothing.
Oath.
I didn't swear on the Mafia Wars
Bible. I know. That kind of thing. Yeah. Cats out of the bag.
That's right.
It was never in.
I believe that. Yeah. All this time, I thought I was talking to this beautiful girl.
Oh, I love you. Oh, the funny. Oh, it's yeah. Okay.
Well, I'm sure
times.
He never listens anymore.
Nah.
But it was funny after the pack meeting. I made a before and after picture, and I said, "This is what the pack will do to you." And he was like, it just happened to be a bad picture, the angle.
Yeah,
like, had to use that one.
Well, the night on Skype was really the funniest one.
Yeah.
We just kind of sat there for a while, like, listening to other people's reactions. Good times.
Good times.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, the So what this looks like, this button that is it's just an arrow pointing up, and when you click on it, if it can level you up, it will turn green. And then if it doesn't, then it's supposed to turn red, but I've yet to see it turn
mine
red.
Mine's not working. Mine works once, and then it stops working, so I'm sure it's something I'm doing wrong. And that's what I'm going to try to look into when Martin comes back online.
Right.
But mine turns red.
I just clicked mine, and it turned yellow.
And it will stay yellow until it finishes with...
And then it turned green, and then it went back to normal.
Yep, and that's the way it's supposed to work.
Did it level you up?
It spent 40,000 energy, and then it went over and spent 100,000 stamina and leveled me up.
Oh, well, you can answer our questions.
Yeah.
Now try it again. See, it will usually work once for me, and then when I try to do it again, it doesn't. It turns yellow, then red, but it doesn't do anything. But, and I'm thinking it might be Chrome. I know you use Firefox.
Yeah, I use Firefox as well.
Okay, I just clicked it and it went yellow.
But is it doing it? Mine goes yellow too, but it doesn't do anything.
Go yellow.
Just waiting because it's got to change cities first.
Going mellow yellow.
It's the 70s throwback show.
That's right.
I had to learn how to reinstall my toolbar into Firefox.
I had to, too. And these kinds of things are not easy for me to do.
I wrote Mickey Mouse instructions for people like us. Everything's been fixed, and Martin posted some really good instructions on the Spotcom forums. But, I read them, I'm like, huh? And so I'm doing it, probably an old-fashioned way. There's probably a much better way. But I wrote instructions for that.
I had a message on my Chrome toolbar that said that Spotcom needed additional permissions.
Oh, and then that did it?
And then I clicked on it and allowed them because I trust them.
Yeah,
because
it changed in the store.
And when that came up, it really actually did everything for me in Chrome.
Oh, ooh. Well,
and so I just had the boss fight thing didn't come up. There was just a few things that were slow for me to open back up, so I just had to make sure I had everything right. But I didn't notice the toolbar thing until I actually went there, and then I realized, okay, there's a
mess. And you know what makes me mad? This is my rant. They do this, and we can't really... I'm sure it was a higher-up's decision. It was single-wide as far as I know. And right when they do it, they release a limited-time mission with early access for VIP players and an ice board. And then you're like, I don't have any scripts. I can't do it.
You forgot.
You're like, what?
To do the manual thing.
And if I was a normal player, I'd just say, screw it, I'll do it tomorrow. But because of the blog, I kind of have to do these things. Uh-huh. And it was really difficult.
You clicked monkey.
Martin fixed some things for me. Because Robber BG wasn't working. And then I see clear 111 robbing boards. I'm like, oh, hell no. And I was going to put off the walkthrough for the mission since it was early access anyways. I figured, well, no one's going to care, but my OC, it was bugging me. Every time I tried to walk away from it, I'm like, I'll just do one more task.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's out now for VIP subscribers, and then 2 days later, everybody will get it. Well, VIP Titanium.
So by the time we air, everybody's got it.
Yeah. Oh, definitely, yeah, because I forgot we don't air till Saturday.
Are you sure? Because not all of us got the icing event.
Right, that was, and thankfully Mike...
Oh, I did.
Not thankfully for Mike, but I mean, by Mike not having it, we know that this is something real and not, somebody just didn't see it, and there's been quite a few reports.
And so was the ice board clash supposed to just be for VIP?
No, that's for everyone.
Oh, okay.
And it's competitive, and they updated the structure. Uh-huh. So in addition to, instead of one loot item for 50 people, it's now 3 loot items for a random sampling of 30 people, which are just Mafia Wars players. It's not your family. It's not your mafia. Oh. So you can't remove...
Is that your league?
Yeah, that's the league.
Okay.
But the thing is, people like Mike, say Mike decided he wanted to be number one. Well, he doesn't even have it yet. So by the time he gets it, all these people will have like a at least a day now head start on him.
Mike's number one.
And, you know, we have all our clever people out there who just love the loot. So they'll leave their family, join a mini family just to get that loot item. Or when it's your mafia, you can just boot the people. Right. And so nobody can do that anymore. I don't know. You could maybe hack into someone's account and deactivate or remove Mafia Wars.
Waste your time. It's not going to be worth anything next month anyway.
No. But I think it's, I don't know how they're going to resolve this, because if they extend the timer, Mike's still at a disadvantage. If they do a mulligan and start it over, then all the people that have been, you know, spending money or doing whatever they do to get all those ices, they're going to feel slighted, like their resources were wasted.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So what do you do?
What do you do?
It's a predicament.
I think they should give everybody the number one loot item, skill points, and then start over.
Yep.
And say, we apologize for the inconvenience.
Yeah, right, because they do that so well. In the past, they've always handled that.
But, and so many people comment, these events aren't fair anyways, because they're really not. Like, if you're a manual player, you have no chance in hell.
There's nothing fair in the Mafia, people.
Yeah. So they may just say it's not important enough. And very few people are competitive for the global one anyways. There's only three spots. Although we probably have 10 players now.
10? Yeah, I figured at least.
I think I know them all.
I know, you look at your fight list now and you know everybody.
I know.
Where before, if you saw someone you know, you'd be like, oh, wow, cool, I know that guy.
I had to put somebody in my rivals, Jen, because I didn't like their name.
Oh, one of my...
Yeah, it was mean. I won't even say it out loud.
Was it the donkey balls one?
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody named themselves Mafia War Loot Lady Sucks Bonk Donkey Balls.
Yeah.
Ew.
Is it you, Mike?
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh. I came across them in my fight list. I'm like, oh, how nice. A fan of Jen's. Sweet. So I kept that for you.
I'm familiar with that one. And you hate to even mention it, 'cause you know they're doing it just to get a reaction. And if anyone's learned how to make people not attack you, it's me. And that's only by ignoring. And it's so hard to do.
I had somebody ask me about the whole bullying thing in the game, because they're just getting beat up on by some family and stuff. And that was the best. I mean, that, I don't know if it's the best advice, but I just said in this particular case, in this game, the best thing to do is to just ignore them.
That's what I've had to tell people.
The minute you start feeding people, then, you know, then they're just going to keep doing it, because they know they're getting on your nerves. Mm-hmm. Eventually, they lose interest. Now, granted, that could take a while to get there, but they will lose interest.
It's funny how the advice has changed. Like, I used to say, oh, we'll sit on them and we'll do this and kick their ass. And
find one of your friends to do.
Yeah.
Like, I hardly notice anymore.
Well, and with the game changing, too, with so many other alternatives to use your stamina, it doesn't really matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know?
Unless you're one of those that... We've had one guy, I won't say his name, but he's joined our family probably 2 or 3 times now. Mm-hmm. And we tell everyone, you're going to get attacked. That's being in this family, it happens. And he'll be there for a day and he'll, I'm leaving. Why are all these people attacking me?
You're an ass.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's just bugs some people. They don't like to be attacked. And I don't get it, because that's what this game is.
Yeah.
Or used to be.
It comes with the territory. Yeah. But I hardly notice anymore. Someone could probably sit on me for a day. I don't know. I just get burned through. Like I said, I just do the chores and keep up with my jobs.
Keep up the chores.
And I love the comments when people are hitting you and they complain publicly that you never heal and you're hiding.
And you just haven't noticed.
I just haven't played, and I don't care enough. But then when I see comments like that, it makes me want to make sure that I don't heal, so I'll like go out of my way to avoid it. Mm-hmm. Just because I know it's annoying somebody out there.
Uh-huh. That's the rebel. That's what makes it fun. Get under their skin.
Yippers.
Right. So what else is new?
My Shockers are 17-0. Wichita State, baby. Woo, yeah.
Oh. Is that what you're doing this weekend?
Well, now I'm going to Kansas City. I'm going to the Lego store.
Oh. Ah.
It's a Legoland.
I guess y'all are excited about the new Lego movie.
Yes.
There's a movie about Legos?
Yes.
Yeah, it looks like it might be funny.
Your dad may need to go see it there, Jen.
Yeah, I'll have to tell him. Yep. He collects movies, too, so it would be...
It comes out, like, in, I don't know, the first week of February, I think.
Is it about Legos, or is it just...
No, it's like an action made movie. Like, Will Ferrell is in it.
And Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman. It's a comedy, and, like, all of the superhero Lego figures and... It looks kind of funny.
Are they made out of Legos?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a cartoon. Okay, so it's cartoonish, though. But
it's not about Legos.
No.
It's
Legos.
No, it's a Lego movie.
Oh, it's a Lego movie.
Yeah.
It's got a better like Batman a than what's coming game. In the next movie. Stupid Ben Affleck.
Exactly. I'm a little irritated.
He's
going to
be the next Batman.
I'm not happy about it either.
How can he be two superheroes?
Well, I know. And he was a horrible. I mean,
yes, that was horrible.
Wait, who was he before?
It was, who did he play before? Now you got me.
Yeah, that's how bad it was. I don't even remember.
No, I remember seeing a movie with him as the superhero, but I don't remember who.
It was.
It's where.
Oh, he was Daredevil.
Oh, that's. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not thrilled about that choice.
Just a bad, bad choice.
Not good.
Did you know the guy from Sons of Anarchy was Hellboy? And he's one of the richest people in the world.
Is he really?
From being an actor, yeah.
Oh.
The Clay, for those of you that watch the show.
I like Hellboy. That was a good show.
You know what I've been getting into is American Horror Story.
Someone said that's really good.
Oh my gosh, it's so intense. Oh God. I mean, I still like Walking Dead better, but I mean, it's different. But it's so intense. Oh my gosh. Wow. Yeah, I'm trying to learn how to use this Chromecast thing to get more lessons from Pete there.
Chromecast
and I don't have Netflix anymore, so.
We had a free trial of HBO. And my boyfriend was ready to cancel it. And I'm like, no, you can't. You cannot.
No.
Game of Thrones is over. No, I want to watch it on the TV. And I actually won. He let me keep it. But that's only because he called the Cox cable people and sweet-talked a lady. And she gave him another, like, six-month trial.
Mm. So your boyfriend sweet-talked Cox?
I knew you.
that's the name of our cable company out here. I should have just said the cable.
It's a big company.
Yeah. Now I understand the Christmas card, Jen.
Oh, yeah, dear God.
Kind of awkward.
I think we should get to shout outs.
Bad, bad Mike.
Oh, my. Wow.
All right. Do we have any? What else?
I have one thing I need to say.
Go. What you got?
Oh, the level cap has been updated. Remember?
Oh, really?
Remember the last show I mentioned that the new level cap, it was raised from a level 1,001.
So now what?
Well, when people were hitting it, they found the experience needed to level was increased by 50%. And now all of a sudden, all these serial levelers had ratios of like 4.5, and they couldn't level anymore. People were playing maybe lucky to get one or two levels a day. Well, Zynga did reduce that. And instead of 50% more experience needed, you need 10% more.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of them still can't serial level, but they're at least they can play.
What's the ratio needed then once you break over?
Well, the ratio needed depends on your energy. Or do you mean for the new accounts? Or for the accounts that cross level 100,000?
Yes, once you break 100,001, what's the ratio needed? Like, now you can do it with about a 2.3.
I'm not sure. Maybe 2.2? I would be guessing. It's just 10% more experience needed. So I don't know that. And I thought the ratio needed, like, depended on what your energy versus your stamina was and all that.
I have no idea.
Individual account.
Well, the leveling ratio is the same for everybody. It just, you right. have to have enough energy and stamina to cover that.
Right. You need 10% more than you did before. So I'm not sure how to answer that.
They like to keep it complicated.
But then they nerfed the family experience bonuses. They cut those in half. Because it used to be you would get about 250,000 for gold level, and now it got bumped down to 140,000. But they did compensate those people, and they gave them extra levels and skill points and reward points for what missed, I think. Yeah, I couldn't figure out why all of a sudden I had 500 skill points to spend on my mini.
Oh, and I thought, very nice.
What about Sneaky Pete?
Oh.
It's a sneaky spot. Pete. I talked about that.
You didn't tell us about your latest Sneaky Pete move.
Which one was that? I talked about...
It starts with the L and ends with the V. Well, the second letter starts with the L.
It's a loophole. I don't know.
It's travel bar.
Oh, the removal of Vegas?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I did notice that. Good job.
I didn't actually do that. That was a sneaky Spock. But, yeah, that was...
It wasn't you?
No, I didn't do it.
I made a blog post saying it was you.
I think that's why I said I think we probably should have said Sneaky Spock.
Edit this and just take full credit.
No, that's fine. No, I don't. Martin, I don't do that. He's good about that. But no, he probably did it. He heard it. We talked about it on the last show. I didn't get around to doing it.
So they probably heard you talk about it.
Yeah, and so they probably took care of it. Zipped that in there. And well, to your credit, I mean, it was Martin and Ike that came up with the level. Level me up button, you know, for that quick leveling. They just won't give you the whole Autobot feature.
It's just not going to let you have it.
I was like, oh, how cool, a little bot and one button.
No, Jen.
They will not give you the Autobots.
Well, it's funny when Ike was writing it and putting stuff in the room. I'm like, oh, now will you have an option that we can put in how many times we want to level? And he's like, no, John, it's not going to be like that. But it's still cool.
I love her spirit, though. She's not going to give up. That's what's awesome.
No.
So the game just runs itself. You got a shout out tonight, Jen?
I do have a shout out.
Do it! Do the roar!
I love you, Daddy.
God,
do it, do the roar.
It's so much Chester in
Gloria, who's the godmother of the Grease Lightning family. She suffered a stroke before the holidays, and unfortunately she's paralyzed and it's hard for her to be on the computer, but her family just loves her to death and they've been helping her out. Aww. And it's really lifted her spirits and it's helping her through this hard time. And I just thought that was a really nice thing for them to do for her.
Yeah.
That is really nice.
Yeah, she used to be in the RD family with Brandon.
Well, I hope she has a speedy recovery.
Yeah, so we all say our prayers and hope for a good recovery.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So shout out.
You got a shout out?
No.
What?
Nah, all right, I'll give one. I'll take the cheap way. I'll pull a Chester. I'm going to give a shout-out to the Team Spockholm for their incredible work getting things back up and running after today. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you did a good job.
Yeah, good job. Mike, do you have a shout-out?
I just want to give one to a friend. Her name's Tam. her mom passed away.
Oh, sad. Gosh.
Say a prayer for her, too.
Jana, you?
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to Nicholas DeLeon. He sent me a really nice message this week, so thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Alrighty. You're supposed to keep that stuff private, Jana.
It was a nice message. I'm not naughty
keep
like
it private.
You. Well, that's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
Hey, Jen, where do you think they can find us?
They can find us on the web at informantpodcast.com. You can also find our fan page on facebook.com/informantpodcast.
Or you can leave us an email at tip@informantpodcast.com.
Hey, I think you can also find us on Twitter at informantpod.
And you can always leave us a rant on our rant hotline, which is 707-847-6852, 707-TIP-6852.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first.
I want a car, skid and crash into the brand new one.